Hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and Jerry Usher will be with us shortly, and we're talking today about, do you feel appreciated at work? That's what we're talking about today, okay? So you're probably going to have to use your confirmation name, your middle name, because you probably don't want your employer to hear you calling into a live radio show. But we titled the show, They Don't Appreciate Me at Work. Is that you? Do you ever feel that way? You don't feel valued? You don't feel loved and accepted, and you want to be a team member and they keep pushing you away, things like that? You just don't feel appreciated at work. It's important to feel good at work. It's important because you're spending most of your waking hours outside of the home in another environment. And you don't want to feel like you're a foreigner and you're being really shoved aside and overlooked. And all these other people are getting raises and bonuses and they're getting promotions, but not you. You don't feel appreciated at work. Is that you? Well, then please call in. And believe me when I tell you this, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening to Take Two, you are part of the Take Two family. Let's learn and grow together so we can finish this hour a little bit changed, hopefully a little bit closer to God. So here's the number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. That's the number to call in. We're very friendly. You're going to meet Vanessa. She is wonderful to talk to. Vanessa will chat with you for a few minutes, put you on hold. You'll get to listen live, and then you can share how you don't feel appreciated at work. You can use your confirmation name, your middle name, or a name that you wish your parents had always named you, okay? You can do that, whatever you want. You know, I don't want you to get in trouble at work, because a lot of our Take Two family members do listen to this show at work. Okay, so maybe you can take a break and call in and share some things. And maybe we can make it a little bit better today for you. Okay, and just know on social media, you can drop the comments in the chats. I'm waving to you guys. Happy Monday to everybody. Also, let's broaden this topic a little bit and talk about, do you feel appreciated at home? You know, maybe you're a stay-at-home mom or dad, and you don't feel appreciated. And let's talk about that as well. Okay, we're talking about really looking at another person's work and creating a sense of value in that, and really making sure people, in that, listen, most of the time, we don't do things because, you know, we're trying to get an attaboy or an attagirl or a pat on the back. We're doing it for God, right? Because it's ministry work, vocation work. You know, it's really beautiful service that we're doing for others and for the community and for the world at our job. So we're not necessarily looking for that pat on the back or that praise, but it's nice to be appreciated, right? I mean, just the basic kind of human behavior of really just saying to somebody else, hey, thank you. Nice job. Hey, I noticed what you're doing. Well done. Boy, that's beautiful work that you just produced. Or what a great meeting that was. Or boy, that report that you turned in, it is phenomenal. Thank you so much for putting that extra time into it. Things like that, which only takes a few minutes to say, mean a lot to people when they are on the receiving end of that. And if you don't hear that, after a while, you start to feel like, is anybody even noticing me? Do they even know if I'm here? Do they care? You know, if I were to go away tomorrow, would anybody even pick up the phone and say, where are you? I missed you. There's all these things about how it's important for us to really build up the body of Christ. And we can do that in our workplaces, in our homes. So let's talk about it. The title of the show is They Don't Appreciate Me at Work. Or home, so you can call in and share your story, okay? Now start dialing. Don't wait any longer. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. If you don't have time because you are at work, but you do want to make a comment to add to this discussion, you can always text us. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your brief question or comment about not feeling appreciated at work. Just know that message and data rates may apply. I just want to state up front, I said this to Michael McCall, our producer. He's doing a fine job at the controls. Vanessa's on the phones. Ace McKay is on social media. So drop your comments in the chats. I said to Michael McCall before we started the show that the present organization excluded, meaning I do feel very appreciated at EWTN and the work that I do on Catholic radio, because I think being in ministry, we try very hard to support one another. And really, we do try to have our best manners with each other, and we and really try to lift each other up. So I do feel appreciated. But I would tell you, there was a time when I was in the hotel, restaurant, hospitality industry, if you will. And there was a time there that I did not feel appreciated, where I was doing somebody else's work. Has that ever happened to you? I was doing my own work, and then I was doing somebody else's. And that went on for quite some time, and I started to get very angry and resentful, and nobody was noticing. And I'm like, I'm getting stuck doing two people's jobs. I mean, that is so, that can really weigh on you and really hurt your own, you know, growth at work and your confidence. And it really just, you go home and you start to feel depleted, things of that nature. So there was a time that happened, and that was really tough. I didn't leave the job. I did talk to the owners, and I said, you know, this just can't go on. I can't do two people's, you know, jobs and still feel excited about what I'm doing and feel, you know, have the energy behind it. And they realized it. And so that made me feel better. So sometimes communicating that you are not, you know, feeling appreciated, or you're being overlooked, or somebody's taking advantage of your work abilities. Sometimes communicating that in an effective way can really help. So we can talk about this from all angles. I was in human resources for a couple of years, so I do know how to talk about that. And my undergraduate degree is in business management, so I was in management for many years. So I would love to hear your voice. We do have the phone line starting to light up, so that's great. Jerry will be with us as soon as we come back from this really quick break. And the number to dial is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. They don't appreciate me at work. That's the topic today. We are live. Phones are working great, so call in. You don't have to be Catholic. We really want to have a robust discussion on this so we can learn and grow together as the mystical body of Christ. Who's with me? Come on, you guys. You've never let us down in 10 plus years. So call in 833-288-3986, and we'll be right back. We're talking today about how sometimes we don't feel appreciated at work or at home. And that's what we're discussing today on Take Two. I'm going to ask James from Pensacola. Hold on, James. I want to say good morning or good afternoon, depending on what part of the country or world you live in. Jerry, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Seminary obligations kept me from starting the show right on time today. We had a community rosary, and nice. I offered my rosary for the Take Two team and the Take Two family. So I have been praying for all of you who are listening right now, and I am back on the air live with Debbie here, looking forward to hearing your takes on not feeling appreciated at work or in the home, or just maybe in any other circumstances. It's we don't need to go around in life, you know, moping if people don't like us, but still, it can be a real morale boost. It can be emotionally helpful for us if we are appreciated. So I look forward to hearing what our Take Two family have to say about this.
Absolutely. So we need you to call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And I brought the prayer book out because there's an urgent prayer request coming in from James. So James, hold on. I know that's not exactly on topic, but we always bring the prayer book out because we are prayer warriors. We go round the clock with prayer. Real quickly, I wanted to share with our Take Two family, Saints Francis and Claire Stationery. It's a pack of 50 note sheets. With emails and texts, being such a much used method of communication these days, don't forget the delight of to send and receive a personal handwritten note. That's right. That's a lost art. Why not send a message to a friend on attractive St. Francis and St. Clair note sheets? They can be purchased from EWTN Religious Catalog. At the top of each page is an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Most Blessed Sacrament. At the bottom are beautiful illustrations of both St. Francis and St. Clair. Across the top is the phrase, "May the saints guide you in all you do." I love that. Each package includes 50 sheets of 5.5 by 8.5 inch pieces of cards, and they are printed in the USA. Visit EWTNRC.com and search stationery for many other beautiful designs. And it's available now at EWTNRC.com. Free standard shipping of online orders, $75 or more. Standard shipping applies to the continental U.S. only. Use code FREE at checkout. Whew, that was a lot, but it's worth it because Christmas is right around the corner, folks. So please consider going to EWTNRC.com. And Jerry, we are going to get to James from Pensacola, but I want to make room for all of our Take Two family members talking about not feeling appreciated at work or at home or at the parish, something of that nature. 833-288-EWTN. Please, let's turn our attention to James in Pensacola, Florida, on Guadalupe Radio Network. James, welcome to Take Two.
Yes. Yes, Debbie and Jerry, it's good talking with you.
Likewise.
I do have a short story about, you know, not being appreciated as far as persecution goes at work when I was working, but I'm going to share that first. One time I was working, you know, for the federal government, and I retired in 03, but while I was there, I was talking about the Lord, you know, on the job. And we had people in there that would say, "We can't have that in here," you know. And I would just say, I wasn't appreciated because of my faith in the Lord. And I wanted to share that as well. Sure. as this prayer request, this urgent prayer request. It's for my sister's father-in-law, who's name is Jim Horak, and he's having hernia surgery. Mm. He's 95 years old.
Mm. Wow.
And we have a funny feeling about him going under tomorrow. And I told my sister, I says, "Debbie," I says, "you need to pray to St. Michael, say the St. Michael prayer." And she said, "Satan's been working on her about saying it, as well as me, because I'm trying to memorize that prayer as well, and she's having a hard time." And we just said, "That's just Satan, you know, not wanting us to pray that prayer."
Right.
And so I just wanted to share those, you know, the prayer request and that short story.
Well, James, thank you. Debbie, I'm sure, already has Jim in the prayer book, and the Take Two family around the world have already sprung into action praying for him, 95 years old, going into hernia surgery. We will definitely be praying for that. And you are right. The enemy, Satan, does not want us to pray prayers like the St. Michael prayer. The enemy, they can give us temptations. They can send us into confusion and distractions and things like that. If you don't have a certain prayer memorized, a great way to do that is just to get a print copy of it and just read it. Just read it off the page there until you're comfortably able to recite it from memory. But like I said, James, we will definitely be praying for Jim. And, you know, go back to the start of your call. You know, you were talking about not being appreciated at work, you know, because of your expressions of religious faith and so forth. Debbie, that's an experience that a lot of Take Two family members might have had, and would be great if they wanted to call in and talk about that today, because, you know, some workplace environments are better about that than others. And if anybody out there listening, if you share with James that persecution, that not being appreciated at work because of your faith, feel free to call in and share that experience.
Yeah. And Jerry's right, James. I have Jim in the prayer book. Please call back after the surgery is completed and the recovery is in place, and let us know how Jim is doing. Okay, James, we appreciate it. But before you go, James, don't go anywhere yet. I want to just share this. Jerry's spot on. Before Jerry came on air with us, I was sharing, Jerry, that, you know, we as EWTN hosts, we work in an environment where we can share our faith, right? And so we do feel supported in a beautiful way. And I shared that. And if you work at the parish level or work at a diocese, you can oftentimes feel that beautiful support because you're in ministry. And that's a wonderful thing. When you're in the secular world and you feel like, you know, you have to kind of put your Catholicism on the shelf, you know, because you have to behave in a certain way in order to be appreciated or noticed, that can be very tough on the spirit, very tough in the soul. And I just want to say, James, thank you for sharing that, though. I think a lot of people can relate to that in that arena. And it's important that we know how to, how do I say this, sustain and support ourselves in our faith walk, you know, even if on our breaks. Jerry, what do you say to this? On our breaks, if we're in a secular environment and we're feeling persecuted, when we have a 15-minute break or we have an hour lunch, you know, pull out the rosary, say a decade of the rosary, do mm-hmm. something to support yourself in your faith walk so that you don't feel like you have to shelve it for 8 hours and then you can start to be a Christian again. What do you say to that? Yeah. I was asking Jerry because James is listening instead. Oh, okay. He dropped off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree with you completely. You know, our faith, our prayer is like oxygen to us. And, you know, it's like whether or not we're a believer, faith, prayer is like our oxygen to us. That's why we see so many people, you know, suffering and struggling in the world today because they're not getting that oxygen that they need. And like you said, Debbie, just stop and just say a quick, you know, even a decade mm-hmm. of the rosary mm-hmm. or a whole mm-hmm. rosary if you can, or just, you know, Jesus, I trust in you, or the Divine Mercy Chaplet can make all the difference in the world to sustain someone in their faith journey amidst yep. circumstances or an environment that might not be conducive to that.
Yep, absolutely. So maybe you practice that and that has really worked for you. Could you share that with us today? We're talking about not feeling appreciated at work or at home or in an environment that you just feel like they're not paying attention to what you're doing. They don't notice you and it's really starting to bother you. Please call in at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And we're going to go to Ron in Los Angeles, California, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Ron. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Hey, Ron.
My quick abbreviation is I became self-employed 30-some-odd years ago, September 1998. I was working with a family-owned company, Christian background. It was probably one of the better places to work with, but towards the end, I was overworked, underpaid. I had about 4 or 5 hats I was wearing in that job, and tried to proposition a little bit of an advancement, and instead my last day was that meeting with the boss. So it was a difficult choice. My pay basically got cut in half, but I was able to make my own scheduling and hours and things as a field surgeon in electronics technician. But I was grateful that I was given gratitude while on the job, so that was one of the better things. I still say yes, that was for good. But, each of the jobs that I went to in the independent side of things, everybody gave me their thanks for the job that was done on the machinery to get them up and running again. So it had its mixed works, but unfortunately, as some may know, over the last several 3 years or so, I've had some heavy medical issues. And this year, past 10 months, my neuropathy kicked in and literally just took me off. And now I don't even have a business I can run because of that. So I'm asking for prayers on that and other mm-hmm. things. And a secondary little option on prayers. Last Friday, I was working on the landscaping, and I had a sucker punch from my trash can when I had a small dizzy spell, and the trash can and I collided with each other. And now you can call me Scarface on my right eye when my glasses made impact with my face in the trash can at the same time, and still healing on that one.
Oh, Ron, you got a lot going on as usual, and we have you very top of the order of the list in our prayers. And you know, Now, just make so that I'm clear, you this job situation that you were describing, the work wasn't that bad, and you weren't necessarily looked down upon because of your faith. It was just a matter of kind of being overworked and underpaid, it sounds like, that was, which is what caused you to have to make that decision.
Yeah, there was a lot of stress. I was working anywhere from 70 to 80 hours a week, a lot more overtime depending on the job needs. They took in various contracts. They were an electronics manufacturer, small run, prototyping, that kind of thing. So it wasn't a big business situation, but towards the end, they were making decisions on what products they wanted to try to bring in and other things. And there was just a whole lot of circumstances that I needed help with. And with the few employees that were there, the ones that I relied on, I didn't get the best of cooperation with in either, manufacturing aspects and other things, but I was basically the guy who gave the stamp of approval and did the final work on a lot of the equipment that we worked with and built and serviced, depending on what the situation was. Mm-hmm. But it was, 30 years ago, I was less than $10 an hour, and I was just working my nails to the grub. So I had to make a choice. I needed somewhere to go, and when I was basically told that, we can't help, we can't give you the increase you really need. Work was done for that day, and so my day was even cut short for the whole day itself, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's an unfortunate situation that a lot of people face, and that is being overworked and underpaid, and a lot of people just need those jobs and aren't able to make a move, but it sounds like, Ron, you were kind of forced into it, like you said, because of your health problems and all of that as well. I would just say, you're always in our prayers, Ron. Watch out for those trash cans when you're out there, doing that landscaping work. You don't need any other ailments or health situations to arise. You've got plenty of them already, brother.
No, I know, and the irony about it is I had my door camera running and captured the whole event, and so it's kind of interesting to watch from the other side of, as an observer on that issue, and it was pretty vicious the way it hit.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, be safe out there, Ron, and we know that you are lifting up us and the Take-Two family each and every day as well. Your prayer support in and through your sufferings and hardships is it means the world to us and to the Take-Two family. So, Ron, thanks for calling in today. Be safe out there. Be well. We pray that God will grant you the grace to have peace and recovery from all of these health ailments that you're dealing with. Thank you, Ron, for the call. We appreciate that. Okay, where are we going to go? We're going to go to David.
Thank you, Ron, so very, very much. I want to give the number again because we want to make sure that our listeners have time to call in on this topic, Jerry, and it's about not feeling appreciated at work or at home or in some other environment that you are spending most of your waking hours. Okay, the number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And we're going to say hello to David in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, listening on our friends at Real Presence Radio. Welcome, David.
Yeah, good to speak with you. Mm-hmm. I'm a clinical psychotherapist and a retired college professor. Mm-hmm. When I bring up my Christian views, I've been in multiple ways put down. Yep.
Yeah. And so when you said you've been put down in, can you share a little bit about how did you respond to that?
When I've tried to introduce that with patients, they have in a way the administrators found fault with me.
Was it an organization where they had any kind of rules against bringing religious into the work, David, or was it just?
Big time. Yep. Yeah. So what can a clinician do? I know you guys at your life coach. You don't have to have insurance, do you?
We do. We have E&O insurance. We do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second, David. We're going to get to a short break here. You hear the music. And then Susan is next after that and others. We're talking today about not being appreciated, maybe being underappreciated, or even maybe even looked down upon or persecuted in the workplace for any reason whatsoever, or in the house. 833-288-3986. This is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and you on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani. We are taking your calls today on the program about not being appreciated or underappreciated at work, in the home, anywhere that you happen to find yourself. Again, this isn't about saying, hey, wow, you know, you guys should appreciate me more. It's just really like, you know, sometimes our worth, our dignity is not really appreciated and can be attacked sometimes. So you don't have to out anybody. You don't have to name names. But if you've had an experience like this, share it with us, because there are people, we always say this on the show, Deb, anything you share on this show is going to impact others because they are where you are or where you were at some point. So mm-hmm. Be sure you get your take in on this at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
So did you do congratulations to Hawaii?
You know what? I totally forgot because
I wanted to go to Hawaii, but you go ahead. You do the shout out to Hawaii. I love that.
Well, it's one of our other great EWTN radio partners celebrating 8 years with us, KFIP, and the frequency is 107.3 FM, serving Kailua Kona, Hawaii. Congratulations to Kathy Warren and everybody at Faith Up from your friends here at EWTN.
That's very cool. Okay, so just going back to our previous caller, we were just talking about just to really, and it is important if you're in the workplace to really do things properly and to know your job and to know your roles and responsibilities and to know what you should be doing for work and not to go past that, the lines of where your employer has set out for you. So it's important you know your job, you know what is expected of you, you know the objectives of the organization or the business, and you do it well and you do it properly, because we Jerry and I have always found this out, and you know, as we get older and we're in ministry, we realize that you have to do things the proper and the right way, especially that is pleasing to God. And yes, there's going to be times we may get persecuted in the workplace. We may have issues where we're not allowed to really speak our faith and what we believe. But there's always ways we can be a Christian witness. There's always ways we can be Christ to others and to really do things in the honorable, holy, proper way. And so that's what Jerry and I choose to do and follow. And so I hope that helped the previous caller, but let's move on and see what Susan has to say. First time caller from Louisiana on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Susan. Welcome to Take Two.
Hello. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you. Yes.
Because I'm in my car and my car wouldn't turn off because I had my phone on.
Okay. Well, we got you pretty good right now, Susan. Yep. Go ahead.
I've been at this job for 15 years. I'm a RN treatment nurse, used to be a treatment manager. And last year in February, I got the worst diagnosis I could ever get, was breast cancer. And it's a negative kind, that's only 10% of women get it. So I'm like I said, I'm the department head, and I knew I had to get somebody to work in my place when I got chemo. So me and the other RN talked about it, and he would work Wednesday, and I work on that Saturday. So I went to my administrator, my DON, you know, which is, you know, they used to be easy to talk to, and I told them what was going on. 3 hours later, they called me into the office saying that they had taken my title from me, they'd taken my time from me, and that I only get to work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and, you know, because, you know, they figured that I was going to get sick. But I worked the whole time without calling in or anything like that from the chemo and the radiation. So now it's like every time I turn around, I've been with her 15 years. That bitch had done got rolled up for four or five times because I was supposed to fit this and I was supposed to do this. But, you know, it's like right now, I worked yesterday and the day before, and I'm just worried about them calling me and saying that I might have done something wrong, even though I'm the one that taught the girl how to do the job.
Mm. Wow.
You know, it's just, it almost gets to me.
Yeah. So, Susan, I've gone through cancer twice, and I want to just say, you know, you're very strong, a very strong lady, and I just want to commend you for that and to stay strong during this time and to see where what the good Lord is trying to show you through all of this, because it's only going to get you stronger, hopefully spiritually and also physically. Now, are we hearing you correctly that because you got this diagnosis of breast cancer and it's a difficult one, so maybe you're thinking that your employers are already taking work off of you because maybe you won't be coming back full time or something of that nature? Is that the gist of it?
That's what I'm trying to think of, because you know they never gave me a reason. They just told me we're going to have you on working on Thursday and Friday, Saturday and Sundays, and we'll figure out what we can do for you on Thursday and Friday. Because there wasn't nothing for me to do.
Right.
And
right.
then, you know, it's like, I hadn't done anything but get cancer.
Right.
And I said, I hadn't even had my first treatment yet for y'all to even see if I can handle it or not. Which, you know, I guess they might have had a pool that I was going to not handle it, because the first set of chemo, I had two rounds of different chemo, and the first one was called, it's a long name, but they just called it the Red Devil. And it was supposed to knock me out, knock me down, and all that stuff like that, but it didn't. Right. And then I had another 12 weeks of another chemo, and then I had 27 days of radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't miss none of that. No, I would go to radiation and come to work.
Right, right. Well, see, this is what I meant when I said you're really strong, and you are, because those are tough treatments to go through. But Susan, here's just a little suggestion. Take it to prayer. You know, maybe express to those at your work that have the responsibility of making the schedules and assigning the work loads and stuff like that. Maybe just share with them what you're going through. You know, a lot of people who haven't gone through what you are going through right now, they don't understand it. A lot of people have never had cancer. People can try to understand what cancer is like and the treatments, but they don't know unless they've gone through it. They just don't. And so you may want to sit down with them and say, listen, this is my goal. This is what I'm trying to achieve. I'm a strong person, and tell them what just happened, that you went through these treatments and you got through it and you want to continue to work and do the things you want to do. Whatever your intentions are, whatever your goals are, maybe share that with them and then say to them, encourage them, Susan, to join with you, because you need that kind of support getting through this time. You don't, what the last thing a person needs going through cancer treatment is for people to already kind of give up on them before they've even run the race. Okay, what people need is support and to be lifted up and to be encouraged to keep going. And so you can be that great survivor/thriver through this all. So Susan, I would just encourage you to muster up that strength in you and maybe just sit down and say, hey guys, I really need a lot of support, but the support I need is encouragement to help me get stronger, not to make me feel like I have to start letting things go. What do you say, Susan?
That sounds like a good idea.
Good. Well, we're going to be praying for that. We want you to be supported and you to come out of this even stronger than you are today.
Yep. And most of the senior people in there, the residents that we call them, you know, they're the ones that have been really getting me through, because if something happened, they thought something was going on with me and I had extra days off, they would have somebody else call me and say, are you all right? Because my residents are the ones that have been taking care of me, not so much as the company. Mm-hmm. But the people that I take care of is coming behind me and saying, you're going to be okay. And I had like four women at the nursing home that has breast cancer, and they in their 80s and 90s. And they would come up there and talk to me and hug me up and tell me, it's going to be all right. You're going to be just like us.
Right, right. Yeah. You gotta keep that optimistic view. What do you say, Jer?
No, I think everything you said was great. And Susan, I agree with Debbie. You are a very strong woman. And I really believe, you know, one of the beautiful things that you probably are already doing, like you just mentioned, is being a witness, you know, to other people who are probably going through a lot of the same, you know, things with their own form of cancer or what have you. You have a beautiful opportunity here to show your strength, your belief in God, your faith in God, your confidence in Him. And by working hard yourself and doing all of these right things that you talked about that you're doing, a lot of eyes are on you, Susan, and you're really inspiring people, whether they know it or not, and whether your superiors know it or not. So you know you're gonna end up touching a lot of lives and hearts by, you know, going through this with the attitude that you have right now. I believe
I agree. Stay strong, Susan. You got a big prayer team around you. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you,
Susan.
That was a beautiful call. I just love that. That is so wonderful. Okay, she is really one of our heroes. She's going strong, and that is so true. When somebody gets a cancer diagnosis, it is important that they are reaffirmed in their path. That is so important. And instead of feeling sorry for them, encourage them to stay strong and stay optimistic, just like Susan is. I totally agree with that philosophy. Okay, Mary Kay is up next, Jerry, in Virginia on Guadalupe Radio. Radio Network. Hi, Mary Kay. Welcome.
Hey, thank you so much. My input is a little strange because it's how to prevent making people feel unappreciated. I worked in a company and I was working in aviation safety analyses, and we were trying to prevent airplanes from coming onto runways that are being used by other aircraft for takeoff and landing. So it's pretty important stuff. Mm-hmm. But normally, we would send the data over to the computer programmers and say, we need this, that, and the other thing, and we need this input by such and such a time, and just pass it over. And then, you know, we'd get grumbling back from the person, or it would take longer than we wanted. Well, I just went down and talked to the computer specialist, and I'd explain what the model was doing, and tell him, you know, the parameters I was going to give him and what I was looking for output. And sometimes I was asking the wrong question, but then other times it was the right question, and I'd say, yeah, I know it's a squeeze, but I need this in 5 days. And he'd turn it around in a day and a half, you know, and feel like he was doing something important. So treating people like people and keeping them motivated because of the work, I think is super important.
Yeah, no question about that, Mary Kay. Great observation, great approach that you took to this, and I'm so glad that you called in and shared that with the Take Two family today. Because, we need to even if we're in a position to like ask people to do things for us or tell people to do for their like their superiors or whatever, giving a rationale and treating others like human beings with their dignity and their worth, being kind to them, letting them know how much they're appreciated. Like you said, this individual had 5 days to do a project. Got it done in a day and a half. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just an obvious sign, Debbie, that Mary Kay's approach is a very healthy one.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Mary Kay, as I hear you speaking, I just want to say real quickly that, you know, it's interesting. I think sometimes people in their own insecurities in their own life, they tend to, when they go into the workplace, they'll sometimes talk down to other people as a way to make themselves feel better. And that's really unfortunate. That's one of the reasons why Jerry and I started the life coaching ministry Stand Tall is to encourage people to, you know, self-discovery, to encourage people to get to know themselves better, to treat themselves better so that they can treat others, in a kinder, more respectful fashion. And it's unfortunate that we see a lot of those power plays that happen a lot when somebody is in a place of authority. They will look down or talk down to people. It's really, I think, in my opinion, displeasing to God. It's not a way to conduct ourselves as Christians, certainly not. And you can still get great work and team effort done by lifting everybody up. You know, Blessed Carlos Acutis in his 15 short years on this earth, and he's going to become a fully canonized saint soon in a week or two. And I will tell you that, you know, he used to encourage everybody, all adults. Here's this young child used to encourage adults, please lift everyone up. Let their lights shine, he would say. And why did he do that? Because he said that's pleasing to God. When we quit worrying about ourselves and we let others shine, it absolutely is pleasing to God. So it's going along with what you're saying, Mary Kay. Any final comments?
Yeah, in the very practical sense, you always get better results. Always.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, it's practical too. I mean, I know it's pleasing to God, but there's a very personal side, and that is a gift of job that you get it done well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And the feedback back to the guy's boss saying, hey, Richard really, you know, rocks this project and stuff, so it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, As you know, Deb, my mind always goes to Scripture at times like this, and I'm just looking at a passage, a verse here from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verse 10, and he says, love one another with mutual affection, outdo one another in showing honor. Mm-hmm. So it's exactly what you were saying, Debbie, is if we, you know, raise up other people, raise them up, you know, they're not only going to do better, but they're going to just be so devoted to the cause and devoted to each other. You know, they'll be devoted to their superiors and their employers if they're treated in a proper way, I believe. So.
Absolutely. Mary Kay, thank you so much. Great contribution today to this wonderful episode. We appreciate it. Call us again, definitely. We're going to get to Sam, who's a first-time caller in Dallas, Texas. But before we do, I want to just share Podcast Central Down to Earth. Another great podcast on EWTN's Podcast Central is Down to Earth with Keith Nestor. Former Protestant pastor and Catholic convert Keith Nestor responds to questions and comments from listeners and shares his unique perspective as he explores faith, life, and culture. You can hear this and other faith-filled podcasts at EWTN Podcast Central. Visit EWTN.com/podcasts today.
Okay, as promised, Sam is in Dallas, first-time caller, tuned in today to Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Sam. We're so glad you joined us. Welcome.
Hello?
Hello, Sam. Yes, you're on the air, brother. Go ahead.
Yes. I have a frustration with some church friends and the leader. Like, I mean, on our face, they say, oh, we love you, you're a friend, but they never invite us for any kind of activity, and then they put it post on their Facebook and other places that we find out. So it's really hard that while we are serving faithfully, like me and my wife and our children, but whenever it comes to things, they always offer to somebody else. So it's just frustrating, and it makes me angry that it's just a hypocrisy or like a superficial a friendship. And it really troubles me. Even on other night, I wasn't able to sleep because this was bugging me, and I was asking the Lord, Lord, I don't want to be resentful or angry, so help me out here. So, yeah, I mean, if you could share a word of wisdom, that would be appreciated.
Well, I've got a couple thoughts, Deb, unless you wanted to go.
You go first, and I definitely have thoughts. I worked 25 years in a Catholic parish, five of them, Sam, so I think I'm experienced in this area. So go ahead, Jerry.
Well, I would say, Sam, first of all, you know, it is unfortunate if you are putting in so much time, not only you said yourself, your wife, your kids, the whole family at your church, and you're not being recognized or included in some of the fun things that they do because of the people who help out. I would say a couple things. First of all, this is an opportunity for you as a family to grow in, the virtue of humility. And you're probably already doing that. You recognize that this is an opportunity given to you by God. But you remember this, I can't remember where it is, I think it's one of Peter's letters in the Bible. It says, you know, remember who, he whom you serve is the Lord. So, you know, you are serving the Lord, whether you get, you know, the human accolades for that or not. But the other thing I thought would be kind of fun, Sam, is why don't you throw the party, you know, for your family? Why don't you say, hey, you know what, because of all this great, stuff that we have all done together at the church, let's just go out and have pizza one night, or let's go out for ice cream, after dinner one night, or something like that. You do the recognizing, because God is looking down on you with great joy and just great favor, and He is so very pleased with all of the things that you are doing. And like I said, whether you're getting that human recognition for it or not, which if you're not, it's unfortunate. But I would say, especially maybe for the sake of your kids, you know, take that opportunity to be the great dad, you know, that they know you are. And you throw that party for them. Debbie, I don't know if you probably got some wiser things to say than what I said, but
no, that was excellent. So learn, you know, really have this practice in humility and growth in holiness. I love that. And then also sharing about you taking the lead, Sam. I think those are great wise words from Jerry. I just want to add a couple things, and maybe you can give us your comments, your initial feedback on this. But this is probably the most fantastic call to receive at the end of a broadcast, Sam, because a lot of people can relate to what you're going through. Believe me when I tell you that. But before I comment, I just need a quick answer from you, Sam. Is this a Catholic parish you're talking about or a Protestant church? I just have to know because I want...
It's a Protestant. Can okay. I add one more comment?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, even while we are there, and it seems like they, when they are with us, oh, you're so, it's, they make us so valuable, but when they are at a public gathering at the church, we've been right there. They never try to acknowledge our presence, right. And it's hurt.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, so let me comment on that. So because whether you're going to a Protestant church, serving a Protestant church, or you're serving at the Catholic parish, let me just share something with fine folks who are wanting to serve in the church and do it for God. Just remember that you're doing it for God. If you go to your church and think it's going to be a little slice of heaven and so perfect, it's not. People are people. They have their issues. They have their cliques. They have their, you know, character flaws and all sorts of things that they bring to their work or their groups at the church. And I will tell you, Sam, you're not alone. One of the biggest complaints that people have serving in the church is that they feel like people are not walking the walk and talking the talk. And that's why Jerry and I do that all the time, or we try to all the time when we are on Take Two and other shows, is simply to convey that people are watching and people are either being hurt or helped by our behavior. So those fine folks that you're talking about, and I call them fine folks because it's an opportunity for you to pray for them. Turn your anger and your sadness and the fact that they are having, you know, that you're seeing hypocrisy play out. Turn it into a chance for you to pray for them and to assist them where they are weak, because that's a really sad position to be in. If we are serving God, we should really try to be little Christ to each other. And if we're not, there's something wrong. And so we need prayers for that, for those people. So Sam, I would love for you today to turn that anger around. It's not about you, Sam. It's not about your family. A lot of people work and serve in the church and belong to churches, and they have a lot of issues. We all do. So it's so important to realize that and not take it personally. Anything we shared, we want you to know we understand it. I lived it for many years working in the church. I mean, I used to, there were some coworkers that I worked with. We didn't even talk to each other. We didn't even like each other because it was that bad. So Sam, I get it. What do you say?
Well, yes, it's very good. I mean, the irony is at my workplace, the non-Christians, they respect me a lot. I mean, they see the gifting and the kindness and the service that I provide to them and to their family. However, here these people, those are preaching, but...
Right. They're preaching it, but they're not living it. But Sam, here's the difference. You're absolutely spot on. In the secular workplace, you're going to find more respect. You're going to find more peace. You're going to find things like that in general. Why? Because the demons, they don't have to go after it. The demons are going after those that are trying to walk the walk as Christians. So the demons are going to constantly be there. These people who are not walking the walk and talking the talk and practicing what they preach, they need prayers to fight off the temptations and to be better people. See, when you, Jerry talks about it all the time. He had Vocation Boom for 10 years on radio. And you say it all the time, Jerry, that when a priest becomes a priest, they have a target on their back. The demons are going after something that is good. So you've got to imagine that they're trying to tempt these people not to be good and Christian and holy. So these people need more prayers because they got to get stronger. That's one of the reasons why when we started Take Two, Jerry and I were committed to just putting everything out there. We were going to try our hardest to just be as authentic as we possibly can be so that people can really understand this life, this Christian walk. It's a difficult one, but we can do it together and we should do it well. And it should be pleasing to God. Jerry has final words.
Well, I just want to say quickly, I want to adjust what I once said about when a man gets ordained, he has a bullseye, a big target on his chest. I want to adjust that to say when a man enters the seminary, he has that bullseye, because it's, you know, Satan wants to encourage men to leave ministry, and he wants to encourage men who are answering that call to the priesthood to not even get there. So it's definitely an attack. But Sam, I located a scripture that I think I had in mind a few moments ago. Just jot it down and maybe have recourse to this. It's Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3 and verses 23 and 24, and I'll repeat that in a second. But Paul says, whatever your task, work heartily as serving the Lord and not men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. And again, that's Colossians 3 verses 23 and 24.
Beautiful. So you're doing it for the Lord, Sam, you and your family, and that glory will be there for you.
Thank you for doing that. Yes.
Yes, and thank you. And Susan, first time caller in Ohio, we're not going to get to you today. I'm so sorry. Please call us back and you can share on a future Unscripted. And then we also have some text messages coming in, Kay and the others. We're reading them all right now. Thanks, you guys. What a great another Monday to start the week of shows here on Take Two.
I want to thank the show team today, Vanessa, Michael, and Ace. Great job as always. Our topic tomorrow, we want you to tell us about a family member you admire. That should be easy for you to do. So thank you all for the Take Two family and the show team. And it's just been great being with you. For Debbie Giorgiani, I am Jerry Escher, wishing you a most beautiful and blessed day. And we hope that you'll carve out some time to be with us tomorrow on the next Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you.